Hi, guys. Welcome to chapel. Happy Friday. A couple of you guys are excited. Can we just welcome our STEM preview students this morning, you guys? Welcome to Simpson. Thanks for being with us for the day. I think Noah's got lots of stuff planned for you today, and he's going to tell you a little bit more about that later. But I get the beautiful privilege of doing a couple announcements. First announcement is that today kicks off our Native American and Alaskan Native Heritage Month. Yeah, that deserves a round of applause. And just like the months in the past where we celebrated Heritage Months, we're going to see a couple moments throughout the next couple weeks before we head out for a Thanksgiving break where we're going to highlight some people, some stories, and hopefully just give some honor where honor is due. Sound good? Okay. So I know people are still walking in, and we're actually doing great for time, but today I get the privilege of introducing you to two people that I've known for a little while, and by a little while, I mean pre-kids for both them and me. CJ and Deja Emulis are here with us today. They are a anointed couple who have six amazing children, and they're here to just share their gift with us today. CJ has been an evangelist, a pastor, a rapper, and a preacher for many, many years. Deja has been an anointed singer, and I don't know about you, but I love to hear a good singer. Nobody else, just me. You know what? Okay, I'll be all right with just me. She can sing, and I'll just be right here, just shouting you down. CJ has traveled the world. He is part of the Glow Collective with Miles Minnick, and he has toured with Lecrae and Annie Manalo and a couple other people that you might know about. He's going to have a link up there on the screen when he's done, I think, where you can look him up and you can check him out on Insta or on their websites. Deja, just so you guys know what you're in store for, was a winner at the Showtime at the Apollo show. Anybody heard of that? No? Okay. How about the U.S. Open? Anybody heard about the U.S. Open? So she was a featured singer there. And then she gave me a little nugget. I don't know if I should share it or not, but she said that she knew Rihanna before Rihanna was Rihanna. So just to give you a little bit. But would you welcome them with me? Will you guys stand and just welcome them as they come up to share what they have with us today?
Are y'all going to sit down now? I see how it is, all right.
Good morning.
Man, she set us up, man. We got to live up to a lot of accolades right there. Yeah. Somebody make some noise in this place. Come on. Yeah. Wait, make some more noise. I'm going to pick on somebody who's not making noise. I was about to get you. What about this side? Hey, you right here. Just you. What's your name? You just her by herself. Make some noise. All right, man. My name is CJ, man. I come from the Bay Area, but we live in Sacramento. We're just going to have a good time. Y'all want to have a good time, or y'all want to just make this as dull as possible? All right, there we go. All right. So we're going to get into some music, man. We're going to also share a little bit of our story. You know, I wasn't always a Christian, man. A little bit of my story is I met the Lord in a low spot, prison. And we'll get into the deep details of that, man. But I love Jesus now, man. I love me some Jesus, amen. And you know what is cool? What's dope is that we're going to start off with music, but worship is not specifically a genre of music. It's a heart posture. It's an attitude of heart, amen? So I know the beats might be hidden, you know what I'm saying? You might feel it in your chest a little bit, right? But we worship in the Lord. Is that cool with y'all? Yeah. And I want to say this too. I always like to say this is that it's okay to have fun. Like one of my misconceptions, like what kept me back from the Lord is I thought that once I surrendered to the Lord, I was going to surrender everything fun in my life, right? But here it is. The Bible says that joy is one of the fruits of the Spirit. One of the family root words of joy is enjoy. It's okay to enjoy serving the Lord, amen? And for somebody who's been walking with the Lord for some time now, I can say that there hasn't been a moment that I've regretted or missed what I left, amen? So we're going to have a good time. Is that cool? Is that cool with you? All right, I'm going to ask y'all to do some crazy stuff. Who got some dance moves in here, all right? All right, so if you want to stand up, it's okay. If you want to sit down, that's not okay. Okay, so stand up. Let's go. Listen to this first song. It's called I Just Want Your Love. And a lot of our songs are just testaments in itself. Like, I was addicted to drugs. I used to sell drugs, used to ship them overseas. We'll get into all that and everything. I didn't try it the world's way. I was the party guy. I was carrying guns, all the stuff. Man, I tried it the world's way. I had a house on the beach in Hawaii, driving three nice cars. But once I tasted and seen that the Lord is good, there was nothing that compared. And that's my hope for y'all. I know some of y'all feel like you got trapped at this college, man. You feel like, man, but you're here for a reason, amen? Yeah. And so my prayer for you is that you would taste and see that the Lord is good. Because the moment you taste, I'm from the hood, right? So yeah. I'm going to keep it real with y'all for some people who don't know, you know what I'm saying? Some hood folks, like, we don't eat raw stuff, all right? So for, like, most of my life, people like sushi. I'm like, heck no, what the heck? But the moment that I tasted, I'm like, okay, this is it right here. So I'm a sushi addict right now. My wife will tell you I eat sushi probably 4 or 5 times a week. I don't bring her none. She's at home with the kids. It's all good. I just send her pictures, all right? But I'm just playing. But, man, taste and see that the Lord is good. And what that looks like is you experiencing him, you going all in, all right? So we're going to go. Here's an opportunity, a moment for us to taste and see the Lord of good. This song is called I Just Want Your Love. Can you guys say that with me? Say, I just want your love. Say, I just want your love. Can you say it like her? It goes like this.
I just want your love.
No, that's
I just want your love.
Can you sing it?
I just want your love.
Can you sing it?
I just want your love.
Can you sing it?
I just want your love.
Now, it changes a little bit. Ready?
I just want your love. I just want your love. I just want your love.
Y'all ready? Y'all ready? Y'all ready? Y'all ready? All right, let's get it. Let's get it. Let's have some fun. Come on.
Ready.
Hands up, hands up, hands up. I say hands up. Hands up, hands up, hands up.
Turn that one time for me.
Come on. Hey, hey. Can I get a little bit more music? Come on. Come on. Put them hands together like that.
Yeah. Hey.
Check, check, check.
Hey, I don't want to play these games no more. Be acting like I'm crazy.
Come on. Hey, hey, hey.
God, I know you made me, save me. Your love feels exaggerates me. But sometimes I be tripping like I don't know. You're the only one I need.
Come on. Hey, with my heart in. Hey, hey, hey. Redirect it.
Navigate.
Hands up.
You are my life.
Hey,
you shine so bright. We are.
Let's see what side gets louder on this part. You ready?
You
y'all sing this out
so
with us?
Beautiful.
Come on. Say.
I just want your love.
What?
I just want your love.
What?
I just want your love.
Come on, sing it.
I just want your love.
Come on, sing it.
I just want your love. I just want your love.
Come on.
I just want your love. I just
hey,
want your
hey,
love.
Hey, hey, hey.
When I pop out, never switched up. When I got clout, worry about no fame, but his love is what I'm about. Even on them days my wind's low, I ain't cop out. We gon' serve the Lord, that's for me, that's for my house. Welcome to his love, you can leave all your baggage here. Instead of my dust for all he done, I'm not spazzing here. We deserve hell, but Jesus came for the edit. Made them all marble, didn't stay for the credit.
Your heart, my life, my world,
come on.
You are so beautiful.
Come on.
You'll shine so bright. We are in fire.
All right, guys versus girls now. Come on. Real loud, real loud. Sing, sing, sing.
I just want your love. I just want your love. I just want your love. I just want your love.
I can hear y'all.
I just want your love. I just want your love.
Come on, hey. Oh, y'all didn't come to play this morning. All right, let's see if y'all is really singing it. Come on, let's say, I just want your love.
I just want your love.
Don't get quiet on me now. Come on.
I just want your love. 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 just want your love.
Somebody make some noise. Come on, come on, come on. Let's glow. Let's get it. Let's get it. Amen, amen. All right, you ready to pick on somebody with me? Look at your neighbor real quick. Come on, look at your neighbor and say, look, I need you to say something. You always saying something at the wrong time. But now's the right time. So now scream at him, say, say something.
Say something.
Some. All right, so this story right here, this song, is a story about me feeling convicted to say something because I had everything that I was searching for. I met the Lord in prison, and finally, all of a sudden, once I invited Jesus into my life, I experienced the joy, the freedom, the peace, the eternity, everything that I was looking for in the drugs, sleeping around, partying, and I found in cell in the least likely of situations. And then God said, that's not good enough. What about all these other prisoners that haven't experienced my love? What about all these people that you walk by who are on the verge of suicide or depression? All these other people that are still searching for something, but they're really searching for me. And so this song is just an anthem, a declaration that I'm not going to walk by people who feel lost, who are searching for what I know that I found, what I know that they need, without doing what? Saying something. Ready? Want to hold the mic out? What are you going to say? One, two, three. Pull up with the crew. We going. Y'all forgot the words that quick? Make sure you heard the news when we stuck all in your sins, I'ma. Ain't no blood on my hands, I'ma. And then we gonna celebrate. You gonna hit your dance, you know what I'm saying? No, okay. I will though. It's all good. All right, come on. Hit that track. Come on.
Say something.
Y'all forgot?
Yeah, I'ma say something.
Y'all forgot the words?
Yeah, I'ma say something.
Come on.
Hey.
Pull up with the crew,
we gon' say something.
Make sure you heard the news,
we say something.
Took all of your sins,
I'ma say something.
Ain't no blood on my hands. Say this, say ain't no party like a Holy Ghost party, cause a Holy Ghost party don't stop. Can y'all say that?
I'ma say something. Yeah, I gotta say something.
Hey. God told me this you,
I'ma say something.
Tryna get the dub like I play for him. Remind me of a coupe, how you straight front and scared. My crew is all shooters like it's Clay Thompson. And it ain't funny. What you owe for your sins, he don't take money. Huh, Jesus is away, cutty. When you repent of your sins, we going straight, dummy. Huh, know the way and I'ma say so. You acting all scary, don't claim glow. You thinking life all good, but it ain't though. Trying to replace that cat with a halo. Harvest right, trying to get mine. Hey, I got faith, I got big spine. Hey, I'm too hypey, I can't get quiet. I'm stitching on the blood, hey. Real loud, real.
Pull up with the crew, we gon' say something. Make sure you heard the news when we say something.
Took all of your sins,
I'ma say something.
Ain't no blood on my hands,
I'ma say something.
Say ain't no party like a Holy Ghost party, cause a Holy Ghost party don't stop.
What? I'ma say something. Yeah, I got
real loud, come on. Pull up with the crew.
We gon' say something.
Make sure you heard the news.
We say something.
Took all of your sins.
I'ma say something.
Ain't no blood on my hands. I'ma say ain't no party like a Holy Ghost party. Cause the Holy Ghost party don't stop.
I'ma say something.
Ain't no party like a Holy Ghost.
I'ma say something. Yeah, I gotta say something.
Somebody make some noise for Jesus. Come on, make some noise. What's your name, man? Make some noise for them. They was cheering for you, not me. Come on. What's your name?
Matthew.
You a rapper?
No.
Okay. Just guessing, all right? Y'all having a good time so far?
Yeah.
Amen. So sick of them love songs. If he ain't got God, he got love wrong. If he ain't got God, he got love wrong. Say. Sorry. I just had to do it. So sick of them love songs. If he ain't got God, he got love wrong. He say it's love, but since you know that's lust though, don't be playing with that boy, make him run on. He don't want you if he don't really want your whole life. Don't be no dummy, don't be entangled with them soul ties. You worth commitment, don't be discounted for one night. Don't give a piece till he willing to pay the whole price. Come on. This song's called Love Sick. Y'all ready? Let's have some fun with it. Y'all sing it out with me, it's really simple. Hands, come on. Hey, I'm sick of them love songs, say.
If he ain't got God, he got love wrong.
Say.
If he ain't got God, he got love wrong.
What?
If he ain't got God, he got love wrong.
Hey, so sick. sick of them love songs.
If he ain't got, he got love wrong.
He say it's love, but since you know that's lust though. Don't be playing with that boy, make him run on. He don't want you, he don't really want your whole life. Don't be no dummy, don't be entangled with them soul ties. You worth commitment, don't be discounted for one night. Don't give a piece till he willing to pay that whole price. You ain't no bust out, make him bust out on a bando. Ain't no problem, put them clowns up in a friend zone. I ain't silent as a judge, you, I call heck of bodies. Power love, now I'm sharing him with everybody. How you gonna leave you when he said he yelling demon time? You a full course meal, you ain't no, huh? They don't see clinches like Lisa. I just be patient, God is working you on Jesus time. Above all else, guard your heart like it's fenced in. Before you fix that with that boy up in quicksand. When it's hard, lean on God like a kickstand. Remember that you under his hand like a wristband. Say, I'm singing them love songs. Say,
if he ain't got, he got love wrong.
What?
If he ain't got, he got love wrong.
What?
If he ain't got, he got love wrong.
Real loud, say, so singing them love songs. If he ain't got, don't point to him. If he ain't got, don't look at him. If he ain't got, hey, somebody make some noise for Jesus. All right. I was a little nervous about that one. Y'all having a good time? That'd be awkward. Everybody just said, no, I wouldn't know what to do. I'll just keep going. I guess just not look at y'all. All right. Should we slow down or speed it up? Okay, y'all want me to work. Y'all need to work with me, all right? All right, look at your neighbor again. Come on, find somebody else. All right, here we go. We're going to take it up a notch. Find somebody else. Look at him right now. All right, the Lord's about to use you right now in such a powerful way. Look at him. Say, look, stop waiting on God. Now just pause. Just look at them. No, don't tell them to pause. That's like, no, did he? Pause. I'm sorry. Can I say that? Is that cool? Okay. All right. I don't know. I don't be knowing stuff. I'm from the hood. All right. Anyway, stop waiting on God. Now just look at him. No, don't say that. Now say, God's been waiting on you. Oh, come on. Tell me if they cry. It's okay. Let them cheer. Let it go. All right, I want to say this. The gifts and the call of God are irrevocable, amen? See, God was chasing me my entire life. I knew that I had a call, but I tried to convince myself that I wasn't worthy of the call. But let me ask you this question. How can you disqualify yourself if you never qualified yourself in the first place? Come on, this is speaking to somebody right now because you know God's been tugging on you. He's been pulling you. He's been chasing you your entire life. You are here for a reason. You are here for a purpose. You have purpose. Look at him again. Come on, they're not hearing you. Say, stop waiting on God. God's been waiting on you. Oh, they're not listening. Now you got to yell at them for me. Y'all ready? Say, get to it. What are we talking about? We're talking about that call that God put inside of you. He put them gifts inside of you for a reason. He has a mission inside of you that's about to birth out of you. Amen. You know it. You know what's inside of you. Come on. They're not listening to you. Come on, man. You got to yell at them a little bit louder. Say, get to it. Why you waiting on God to do it? Man, you said you, oh, y'all want to sing it with me? It's okay. Why you waiting on God to do it? Man, you said you had faith to improve it. Man, it's time to go dumb, go stupid. Get moving. Get to it. Set. I can't hear y'all. Get to it. Set. I'm finna pick on y'all back there. Y'all think that I won't come back there. It's a cordless mic. I'll go wherever. All right, let's get it. Let's have some fun with it. Come on. Get to it. Come on. Get to it. Come on. Jump. Hey. Why you waiting on God? Hey. Why you waiting on? Come on. Hey. Man, it's time to go. Don't stop it. Get moving. Get to it, say, why you waiting on God to do it? Man, you said you had faith to improve it. Man, it's time to go. Look at him, tell him. Hey, get to it, say. Get to it, say. Hey, you don't work, you ain't eating. I'm probably still clocking while you sleeping. While you steady waiting around for your season. You can catch me with a plate like the deacon. Hey, up at night I got heckin' dreams. Why would God show me things that I never see? Why you keep praying, waiting to help us sleep? I be big stepping to my destiny. Hey, when they get me, you ain't finna see. Hey, the love of money anytime agree. Hey, what you mean I got kids to feed? Drive back along, come on. Clap.
You, are you listening?
been asleep.
Clap, clap, clap. Y'all wanna jump with me? Come on. Hey, 3, 2, 1, get
you. Why you waiting on God to
do it?
Hey, why you said you had faith in proving?
Man, it's time to go, go, go.
Get moving, get to it. Why you waiting on God to do it? Man, you said you had faith in proving. Man, it's time to go, stupid. Get moving. Get to it, Shay. Get to it, get to it, get to it, Shay.
Get to it, get to it, get to it,
Shay.
Get to it, get to it, get to it.
What?
Get to it, get to it.
Come on, tell him this. Get to that. Come on, tell him. Get to that mission. Tell him. Get to that. Tell him, tell him, tell him. Get to that vision. Hey, get to that call. Huh? Get to that vision. Come on. Get to that goal. Get to that. Come on, come on, come on. Get to that. Get to that. Hey, hey, hey. Get to that. Get to that vision. Get to that. Get to that. 3, 2, 1. Get. Hey,
why you waiting on God to do it?
Hey, man, you said you had faith in. Huh? Man, it's time to go. Go. Get moving.
Get to it. Why you waiting on God to do it?
Man, you said you had faith in proving. Man, it's time to go.
I need y'all real loud, real loud.
Hey, get to it, Shay. Get to it, get to it, get to it, Shay.
Get to it, get to it, get to it.
Yeah,
exactly. Get to it, get to it, get to it.
Shay.
Get to it, get to it,
get to it. Get to it, get to it, get to it, Shay.
Get to it, get to it.
Get to it, get to it, get to it. Get to it, get to it. Somebody make some noise for Jesus in this place. Come on, come on, come on.
Told you, I'm not afraid of y'all. I'll come way back there. Hey, we're just having a good time. Come on, come on. We're going to keep it going. We're going to keep it going. I'm going to slow it down just for my sake. Y'all trying to make me pass out up here. I wrote this song. I was writing. You said it's okay if I pass out? Goodness. First person at the altar, all right, today. I'm just playing. I wrote this song. Thank you. That's why I married her. I wrote this song, and I was thinking, what if God would write a song towards one of his children that have been running away? Think it'll sound like this. You ready? It's called Walk Away.
Your faith in me. I promise that I love you and I'm always thinking of you. But they hurt you and you hate me. I was always right there when you felt alone. I mean, where can you flee that I cannot go? In the valley of death, I kept your soul. Was you the purpose to be a prodigal? Remember when I gave life to your dry bones? Do you remember you're the one I sacrificed for? If you were the only sinner, it wouldn't be any different. I still would have came down and died though. Sin, or was it Satan's lies? Or was it wolves in the sheep disguise? I know you're broken with pain inside. You can't even look at me in my eyes. I hope you realize where you belong and realize all that you have at home and come back and learn to trust and come back to your first love.
How you gonna walk away? How you gonna walk away from me? I give you everything. You know that I'm everything.
Calling some of you home, man. You may feel distant from God, but the distance between you and God is not up to God anymore. It's up to you. The Bible says that if you would draw near to him, he would draw near to you. Come on, somebody make some noise for Jesus in this place. Come on, come on, come on.
Amen, amen. You guys want to take a moment out and just worship the Lord real quick? Can you hit that break every chain? How many people believe that God breaks chains in this place? All right. So premise, we're going to go into a fast song right after this slow song. And it goes like this. You better tuck them chains, boy, the gang in here. We're talking about spiritual chains, all right? Don't be trying to backslide in this place, all right? Well, you better tuck them chains, boy, the gang in here. Spirit on me, demons can't hang in here. Unashamed, we lift in Jesus' name in here. Strip you out that bondage, freedom reigns in here. You better tuck them chains, boy, the gang in here, right? Because in the world, you know what I'm saying, You know what I mean? They have different types of chains, man. But in the spirit, we're the real chain breakers, amen? Real chain snatchers. That chain of depression, that chain of suicide, that chain of abandonment, that chain, amen, come on. You better set them chains with a gang in here. We see it. We're going to pray, amen? But before, we believe that God breaks every chain, amen? Let's get to the song. If you know it, I just want you to sing it along for a sec. You just lift your hands to the Lord. Sing it out if you know it.
There is power in the name of Jesus.
You believe it? Come on, sing it out.
There is power in the name of Jesus.
What?
There is power in the name of Jesus.
To do what?
To break every chain, break every chain. Break every chain.
Come on, if you really believe that, let me feel it.
There is power in the name of Jesus. And there is power in the name of Jesus. And there is power.
All those things you couldn't do on your own, Jesus has the power to do. To do what?
To break every chain. Break every chain.
Come on, big shout of praise for the Lord in this place. Come on, come on, come on. Hands up, hands up, hands up. Come on. Yeah, 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 yeah. Say. Yeah, 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 yeah. Say. Say. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Hey, you better touch them chains with a gang in here. Spirit on me, demons can't hang in here. On the shame, we lift in Jesus' name in here. Strip you out that. Hands up, hands up. You better touch them chains with a gang in here. Spirit on me, demons can't hang in here. On the shame, we lift in Jesus' name in here. Strip you out that. If you believe that Jesus breaks chains, say this. Yeah, 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 yeah. Say. Say. Hey, snatching chains, if we see them, we gon' pray here. They say that's how they built, but they don't take it there. Jesus on me, watch me, I'ma bang it here. 66 on a hammy, get it aiming here. Met this chick, she was bound by that Jezebel. Liberated with this drip, woman at the well. Trained her up and sent her off to get it though. She ain't bring that bag back, she brought me back a soul. I was sliding through the crest, I had to double back. See my cutty share my heart like a double tap. How you bold, but you low key, man, you shouldn't gap. If you ain't about that power, then you shouldn't rap. Everything that I said, this my living though. I wouldn't join a gang if I wasn't trying to glow. At that show, they get it liberated, get saved. Taking on the devil, so we call that prison pray. Yee. Better tuck them chains with a gang in here. Come on, spirit on me, demons can't. On the shame, we live in Jesus' name. Come on, strip you out that bondage freedom. Last time, you better take the chains with a gang in here. Spirit on me. Come on, on the shame. Come on, strip you out that bondage. Somebody scream, shout for the Lord. Come on, come on, come on, come on. Yeah, yeah.
Spirit on me, demons can't hang in here. On the shame, we live in Jesus' name. Strip you out that bondage for the brains in here.
I got one more song, but I need y'all help on this one. Y'all good? Y'all got a little bit more energy. What's up with it? What is going on? This side versus this side, real quick. This side of the room, make some noise. That's what I expected. This side of the room, make some noise. This side of the room, make some noise. Oh, it's because she left, huh? All right. This side of the room, make some noise. Yeah! Y'all want one more? Y'all got him? Y'all got him? You looking nervous, bro. You like, nah, we don't got this. All right, last time. This side of the room, make some noise. Yeah! This side of the room, make some noise. Yeah! Okay. On this last song, I need that energy. This song is a declaration because there's an enemy that's attacking your life, that's after you, whether you like it or not. Just because you say, I'm not going to choose to fight, doesn't mean that he's going to stop attacking you. You are enlisted in a war, whether you like it or not. There's an enemy that does not believe that there's going to be a generation, and there is a generation that is serious about their commitment to the Lord. But this declaration is saying, won't I? Come on, somebody say, won't I? Won't I what? Won't I? They're saying, I won't. Why won't I? Say I won't put God first. And when I say that, I need you to yell at me, why won't I? Say, I won't put God first. I said, yell at me. Say, I won't put God first. That's too loud. Gosh, I'm just waiting. Say, I won't put God first. Say, I won't turn this thing up. Then you'll say, why won't I? All right. But you can't say, I'm going to turn this thing up and not turn up. All right. Say, I won't put God first. Say, I won't turn this thing up. Won't I? Say, won't I? Huh? Saying I won't. Why won't I? Say, I won't put God first. Say, I won't turn this thing up. Let's try this side. Won't I? Hey, won't I? Saying I won't. Why won't I? Say, I won't put God first. Say, I won't turn this thing up. Inside. Won't I? Say, won't I? Hey, saying I won't. Why won't I? Say, I won't put God first. Say, I won't turn this thing up. Everybody, won't I? Say, won't I? Hey, saying I won't. Why won't I? Say, I won't put God first. Say, I won't turn this thing up. All right, last song. Come on. Y'all wanna come up here? Y'all wanna come up here? Come on. Can y'all come up here, please? I'll cash app all y'all. I'm just playing. Please, don't make me beg. I'll get on my knees. Come on. I'm just playing. Come on, come on. Last song, last song. Come on to the front. Don't be scared. Don't be shy. Don't be scared. Don't be shy. Come on, come on, come on. We're gonna do this right here. There we go. I got all day. I don't, though, because y'all gotta. Come on, come on. I think there's some more people. Come on, come on, come on. Fill it in, fill it in, fill it in, fill it in. We're gonna mosh pit up here, bro. For the Lord, though, like David. Amen. There we go. Okay. There's a lot of girls up here. It's about to turn up. That's what I'm talking about. All right, let's have some fun. Run it, run it, run it, run it. Hands up, hands up. Told me go, I'm sliding. You just talking crazy, Joe Biden. Hey, devil, you an op, not an option. Huh? You don't want no problems. Hey, already won by a landslide. Throw your meat bound on my hand side. Been under my feet, got my cash jar. And I ain't stepping off like a landmine. It's up and it's stuck like it's Enoch. Cause they hung y'all from that tree top. They spinning his head and his feet up. But the rock steady, this beat by. Rose from that tomb at that cemetery. Came through like who? Now ready? Three, two, one, let's go, let's go. Won't I say, won't I, huh? Say I won't. Why won't I? Say I won't put God first. Why won't I? Say I won't turn this thing up. Why won't I? Won't I say, won't I? Say I won't. Why won't I? Say I won't put God first. Why won't I? Say I won't turn this. Somebody make some noise for Jesus, come on. Won't I? Won't I? One more time. See, and I won't. Why won't I? Let's go. Hey, 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 won't I? Say, won't I? See, and I won't. Why won't I? See, I won't put God first. Why won't I? See, I won't turn this thing up. All right, come on. Last time. You ready? Three, two, one. Let's go, let's go. Hey, hey. Say I won't put God first. Why won't I? Say I won't put God first. Say I won't put God first. Live for Jesus for everything. God bless y'all, man. Come on, come on, come on. You guys can be seated. One more shout of praise for the Lord. Come on, come on, come on. You know what? I just want to be real brief, real quick. Share a little bit of my story, and then we're going to end with just more, a little bit of an intimate time. But let's pray. Father, I just thank you, God, for your presence. Lord, I thank you that you are here right now. And though you are a big God, you're not too big for us. You know everything, every doubt, every burden that each and every one of your children, whether they call themselves that or not, they're your children. They're your creation. You know everything that they carry, Lord. And you love them. You're not mad at them. You're mad about them. Father, and you've been extending an invitation to them, Lord, all school year long, all lifelong, Father. And
You're just waiting for them to accept it, Lord. So I just pray, Father, that this will be one step closer for them to say yes for those who haven't, and for them to say yes again for those who walked away. And for those who are with you but are comfortable, God, I pray, Father, that you would just draw them even closer and deeper and intimate, more to an intimate place than ever before. We love you and we thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, amen. Come on, make some noise, make some noise. All right. I'm from Vallejo, California. Oh, thank you. Didn't even know you knew where that was. Six Flags, home of Six Flags. Oh, I know Six Flags. Yeah. You know, I grew up, you know what I'm saying, like in this place. I was from North Vallejo, from North Vallejo, California. Same neighborhood, same side of town as Mac Dre, S-O-B-R-B-E. I grew up around a lot of negativity, exposed to a lot, drug dealing, cop killing, prostitution, a whole bunch of negativity. But in my household, I had both mom and dad there, but we were nominal Christians. What that means is just that my parents, we were Christians by association. My parents called us Christian because that's what their parents called them, and that's what their parents called them. But we didn't live it. I didn't really consider myself a Christian. I knew that I believed in my heart that God was real, but I wasn't trying to do the Christian thing. I wasn't trying to follow Jesus. And honestly, to keep it 100 with you, I felt like being a Christian was corny. I'm going to keep it a buck with you. And but on the inside, on the internal space, it was hard when people say, when I would hear people say that God loves you, and I go home to what I went home to, the chaos that I went home to in my household, you know, it being chaotic in my neighborhood, you know, seeing people shot in the head as a teenager, different things of that nature, seeing abuse in my household. My dad was verbally, physically, mentally, spiritually abusive. I seen him even on a couple occasions chase my mom at the house with a knife. So needless to say, a lot of times what happens when people say that God loves you and that God is good, and we see evil and we see bad, it's hard for us to receive and believe that. And it was this one thing, because a lot of times there's a one thing that's in our life that's keeping us from God. And that one thing for me was the spiritual abuse that my dad would use. My dad, like I told you, he was very abusive. He beat me, my brothers, my mom. But the spiritual abuse is what kept me from God. And what I mean, he would do this one thing, and obviously, you know, now that me and my dad, we have a great relationship as we matured and we've forgiven each other and we've both found faith. But this is the thing that I can say that really, really kept me from God. It painted a horrible perspective of God. And this one thing was this. Anytime my dad thought I was trying to get away with something, he thought I was lying, he thought I was trying to be sneaky, he would say this: CJ, you need to tell me the truth or God's going to curse you. And so what that did inside of me, it helped me not to see God as the help, but as the one who delivers the penalty. So when I needed what? Help. Come on, yell it at me. When I needed what? When I needed help, I didn't run to God. I ran away from God. And a lot of us, we have that one thing. Maybe it's a perspective. Maybe it's a person who called themselves Christian who didn't live it out. Maybe it's the media's picture of Christianity and what it means, or religion, right? Them being homophobic and them not being accepted. But I'm here to tell you today, John 3:16 says God loves the world. God so loved the world that he sent his son. I love John 3:17 just as well. For God did not send his son into the world to condemn the world. And I promise you, if it's Christians that are keeping you from the perfect God, if it's imperfect Christians that are keeping you from the perfect God, I want to apologize now on behalf of them, because we fail sometimes. So I needed help, and the Bible declares that God is an ever-present help in our time of need. I needed what? Anybody ever need what? So long story short, I had these two, that one big thing, but it was another thing too. It was one, me not really feeling right, that God was a good God, me not really feeling and sensing and believing the love, but also that big thing that God was not the help. Fast forward, I played, one of the things that really kept me from really, really going off on a deep end, like I was, you know what I'm saying, this was my form of Christianity. I'm not as bad as the people in my neighborhood. I know I fight. I know I sleep around. I know I steal some stuff from the candy bar, but at least I'm not carrying guns and shooting people. At least I'm not, I know I use drugs, but, and I started to justify, and my form and version of Christianity when I called myself a Christian, this is what I had in mind without articulating it. It was, I got a billion people in my head, in my neighborhood, in my mind, that I'm not out as bad as. So I must not be that bad of a person. And so all I really wanted from God, the other side of the coin of my Christianity was, because I'm not that bad of a person, God owes me the life that I want. And all I really wanted to do was make it to the NBA. I'll dunk on everybody in here. I don't care how tall you are. I see you in the back. Yeah, we can make it happen. I'm dumb, I know. I wanted to make it to the NBA, and I justified God owed me what I wanted because I wasn't as bad as I could be. And this is like the reason why I'm saying this is because these are the things as I get to travel around the world and speak to different crowds. I'm pointing out the things that God highlights me from people, his sons and daughters, that keep them from him. A lot of us, we have our own perception of what it means to be a Christian, and it doesn't match God's. And it's the very thing that's keeping you from him. And you've painted this picture that God is not real and God is not loving because of your perception and because of your standard, because of your religion. I'm telling you today that God loves you so much. He loves you so much that he sent his son Jesus to die on the cross for your sins, even though a lot of you have not even received that, even though some of you guys laugh at that. That's love right there. I'm going to die for you, even though it's going to take you years or months or whatever. You're going to be a little knucklehead, a little stubborn for a little bit, but when you finally say yes, it's all worth it. So I ended up going to college. I was getting scouted. A bunch of colleges was rated in state and everything. Also was getting recruited to play professional overseas. I go to college, and remember, I had this thing in my head, right? Had this thing in my mind. Man, I'm about to make it to the NBA. God owes me this. Because, man, I went to a couple parties, but you know what I'm saying? I wasn't like the worst person at the party, right? I was doing this. But I could have been way worse for God. So, God, you owe me. You owe me this. Go to college. We're undefeated in summer league. I'm the best player on the team. Just want to put that in your notes. All right. Best player on the team. And in this game, I stole the ball, and the dude was so embarrassed. He tried to get it back. I was about to go for this crazy dunk, bro. I was, right? And he dove for the ball back and dove straight into my knee, popped all the way this way, popped back that way, tore my ACL, MCL, ABCD, EFG, all that stuff, right? Yes, look it up. It's in there. It's in the book, in the back. But immediately, the motive of my heart was exposed because though I called myself a Christian at this time, and you asked me, CJ, I'm a Christian, I'm a follower of Christ, I was a follower of Christ based off of what he can do for me. I did not realize who he was and how beautiful, how amazing he was, and start a relationship with him that would have bound us together through hardships. So because I didn't really understand who he was, and I had this false perception that I just want something from you, God, the immediate thing that happened when I didn't get what I wanted from him is, oh man, I tried God, that don't work. And this is the reason why I'm saying this, is because I tried God my way, not his way. The moment that I finally tried God his way, I never left. He never let me down. I was always fulfilled. I always felt love, even in the midst of where I'm telling you next. So I moved back home. I'm 17 years old at this time. Just a little bit older now, you know what I'm saying? Not much. All right, 17 years older at the time. I moved back home, and now I got nothing holding me back from being as reckless as I want to be. Already tried God. He didn't come through for me. You ever meet those people? I tried God already. That don't work. Forget that Christian stuff. And I had this anger towards God because of things in my past, because of those images of me seeing my dad chasing my mom out the house with a knife, because me thinking one thing and it not being that. Me having this perception of this is what Christianity is. Just be as good as you can be. And then God owes you the life you want. And then it didn't happen. And I walk into reality and forget God. So now I'm the worst CJ possible. Carrying guns, gang banging, shootouts, different things, robbing people, all the craziness. Not to brag, not to boast. Absolutely ashamed of the debauchery that I crept in, the sin that I crept in. But I was looking for fulfillment. I tried God and it didn't work. So maybe the world had the answers. Maybe I can find happiness in having a reputation. Maybe I can find what I need, find the fulfillment in people fearing me and respecting me and making money. Started doing secular hip-hop music because a lot of people in my neighborhood was blowing up at it. And I, for some reason, I started getting booked in Hawaii. And I saw an opportunity. Yes, I could throw myself all the way in this and be rich and be famous. Started shipping Molly, Ecstasy pills, a bunch of drugs, guns over from Vallejo, California to Hawaii, just searching. That's all I was doing was searching because I needed what? I needed help. And the help wasn't helping in my mind. The person, the one who says they can't help didn't work for me. So let me go find my own version of help. Let me go drink until I don't feel it no more. Let me go smoke and vape and pop all these pills and party until I don't think about what my dad did to my mom and to my brothers and myself. Long story short, I moved to Hawaii. I'm making so much money. I'm living in a 3-bedroom house in Hawaii, driving 3 nice cars. But guess what? I still needed crying myself to sleep every night because the world's lie is just a lie. Money does not buy happiness. Money doesn't buy fulfillment. And when all the parties went away and all the people left, I'm still empty. I'm still broken. I'm still lost. I'm still searching. But every single time I thought about God, because I thought about him a lot, the response was he didn't work. He didn't help. I remember, I'm going to keep it real with y'all. I'm keeping it raw with y'all. I was drunk out of my mind on my way to the club. I don't even remember how I got there, but I just remember this moment. I was drunk. And I was angry. I'm punching my dashboard as I'm driving and I'm asking God, why did you make me like this? Why is my life like this? In other words, I was asking God for help. And I know a lot of you guys, maybe under your breath or in your thoughts, you've been asking God for help. He hears you. He loves you. He cares. And so what God did, because the Bible says that his ways are not our ways, nor his thoughts are our thoughts. I was so distracted by what I thought I needed. God wanted to remove those things and place me into a place where he can give me exactly what I needed. And so the way that he answered, and I'm telling you, it was an answer from God because he showed up. He took me from that place where I was so distracted and he placed me into prison. I was facing 10 to 12 years with a mandatory minimum of 5 years for getting caught with guns and drugs. And I went in there thinking about God, but still, he didn't work. He doesn't work. I tried God already. So now I got to try something else. I know I'm skinny, but ain't nobody going to look at me crazy. Ain't nobody going to punk me in here. So now I'm getting in trouble, getting into fights and different things, get sent to the hole. And all God saw was that I needed help. I'm in the hole one day, and finally God spoke to me. And he said, CJ, you tried it your way. You tried it the world's way. You tried it your friend's way. You tried it every single way but my way. And I wrestled. I wrestled, wrestled, wrestled. No, I want to keep my anger towards you, God. I don't want to serve you. But really what happened is God had to break down the hardness of my heart and really show me that he loved me so that I could believe that. And this is how we did it. One day, I'm sitting in my cell, and it was a Bible on my cell. Anybody dramatic in here? Come on, point to him. Come on, point to him. Yeah, snitch on him. Yeah. You right there, uh-huh. So I'm so dramatic. There was a Bible in my cell. Say this is the Bible right here. I was so angry at God that I would like walk around the cell like this. I'm so dramatic. Like the Bible had cooties or something. I don't want touching that thing, right? And one day God started to stir on my heart. And it was, the reason why I knew it was him, because it was things that I did not want to think about. Man, my entire life I called myself a Christian, but I really don't know what that means if I'm real. I know people say that God loves me and they see a plan on my life. I don't see it. Man, I tried it. I thought I tried it God's way, but that didn't seem to work. But then, man, the world's way didn't work. God, I need help. And God slowly but surely started to chip the hardness of my heart and stir a desire for me to find out who he was, not based on who they say, but based on what he says. And for the first time in my life, I had a desire to open up the Bible with the right heart, not to disprove it, not to argue a point, not to win a prize, but to open up the Bible. Let me just see. Let me just taste. And I was so blown away by, yes, the Gospels, that yes, the Bible does call me a sinner, but God was not intimidated by my sin. That yes, God does say that I will mess up, but he was so in love with me beyond myself and my sin and my mess ups that he sent Jesus to the cross. And I'm like, this is what the Gospels mean. This is what the gospel is. You want a relationship with me, though you knew that I would rebel against you. This is who you are. Whether I would choose you or not, you would do this for me. You would sacrifice in this way for me. I want to live for you. That night, I gave my heart to the Lord. And I just remember I could not stop reading for 24 hours straight. I didn't eat. I didn't drink. I didn't poop. I was waiting for the giggles. I didn't want anything but what I started to feel once I said yes to Jesus. All of a sudden, the hardness of my heart left, the anger left, the bitterness left, the forgiveness started to creep in, the joy started to creep in, the peace started to creep in. Baptized with the Spirit right there in my cell, nobody laid hands on me, and my life was different. I was filled with joy, and in this moment, this person that I could not see, that I know existed, showed up in my cell, and I felt his love, and I knew he was. So now it wasn't just people saying it. I was introduced to this person. And this person has been calling you all school year long. This person is the reason why they do chapel, to introduce you to this person. This person's name Jesus, and he loves you. And my desire, my prayer for you is that God will break those things, those one or two things off of your heart so that you can see him. He's not going to force you to say yes to him. He didn't say, all right, CJ, you're in prison now. I'm going to extend your sentence unless you say yes. It's your choice. But the Bible says that taste and see. God knows what he has to offer, right? It's like that girl who's like, I got it all together. You know what I'm saying? I'm not lowering my standards for none of y'all, right? Like God, he knows what he has to offer. So he's just like, hey, this is me. If you want me, take me. I'm not going to make you. But man, it would be so much better for you if you said yes to me. Amen. So check this out. I want to end with, we're going to worship for a sec, but can I get a volunteer real quick? Come on right here. Yeah, you come on. Yeah. Yes, you real quick. Yeah. You come on. Hurry up. You guys give it up for work. Give it up for work. Come on. Oh, you got it. All right. What's your name? Alex. What's your name? Alex.
Alex.
Say hi, Alex. This is what I want to learn. Cause I'm a visual learner. And as Deja comes on, I'm a visual learner. And the Bible says this, it says that all right, so you're going to be God. All right. And this, just for a second, right? Don't be telling people, don't have people worship you after this, all right? You're going to be God, and I'm going to be them, the darker version of a lot of them, all right? I'm going to be them, and we're going to act. It's okay to laugh. Okay. All right. So we're going to act this scripture out, and I want to give this visual for those who are visual learners. Your word says, if I would draw near to you, you would draw near to me. You would draw near to me. You know what I love about that? Is that you can be as close, come on, or as far from God as you want to be. Don't cry. And you know what else is I love this. The next scripture doesn't say that if I will walk away from him, that he will walk away from me. See, a lot of us, we may, come on, God. God's not listening.
God's not listening.
This is what I love, is that maybe some of you guys are here. You can, the distance between you and God is not up to God anymore. It's up to you. He shake heaven and earth to come down to present his love to you. And I pray that this message would turn you to hear and say, you know what? I just want to take a step closer to you today, Lord. And he will take a step closer to you.